On Sunday, rebels took control of Haiti's second-largest city, Cap-Haitien. Lydia Polgreen is a reporter for the New York Times, and she's traveled to Cap-Haitien. She says that, for now at least, violence between supporters of President Aristide's Lavalas party and the rebels has subsided.
It's fairly calm but chaotic, which sounds like a paradox. It's calm in the sense that there does not appear to be any violence, but there is widespread looting. Everything that could be taken has been taken. A UN warehouse was looted of rice and beans and vegetable oil. Houses of Lavalas supporters have been burned. It's a pretty chaotic scene, but there has not been widespread violence.
Those who are accused of supporting President Jean-Bertrand Aristide, have the insurgents been going after them? Are they targeted in some way?
Rebel soldiers told me yesterday that they had arrested 10 of these supporters, not just political supporters, but people who they believe were armed and had planned to fight against the rebels. They say that their plan is not to hurt these people, but simply to arrest them and hold them to be tried for, you know, crimes after they eventually take over the whole country. I saw one man who had been arrested. He had a gash along his forehead, but they later took him to the hospital where he got stitches, and we saw him in the city later on driving around with the rebels, showing them where the houses of other Lavalas supporters were.
There's talk of a power-sharing agreement. Based on your conversations with the insurgents, is that at all acceptable to them? They seem to want Aristide out of power, not to share power with anyone else.
Guy Philippe, who's the leader of the rebel soldiers who took Cap-Haitien, told me that he would accept absolutely no solution that did not involve the immediate departure of Jean-Bertrand Aristide. So they have a very hard-line position that's going to be very difficult for the international community to help broker a solution.
The rebels that control Cap-Haitien and Gonaïves, another city there in Haiti, are they sort of speaking with one voice at this point? Are they working together, and now do they have their eyes are they focusing now on Port-au-Prince?
Yes, they appear to be very disciplined. They're led by former army officers and by Guy Philippe, who was a police chief. They seem to have fairly sophisticated command and control. So they're pretty sophisticated and organized.
President Jean-Bertrand Aristide has said that he still maintains a large and loyal core of supporters, but they're silent right now. He speaks of almost a silent majority in the country, afraid to speak up because of the insurgents. Based on what you're hearing, is there any truth to that?
It's hard to tell. In a place like Cap-Haitien, I'm sure that there were significant numbers of supporters of the president who were afraid to come out in the streets. He always has portrayed himself as the champion of the poor and downtrodden of Haiti, and he's tried to portray the opposition as the sort of light-skinned elite, the intelligentsia, rather than representing the true salt of the earth, Haitian people. But given how easily Cap-Haitien fell to the rebel forces, it's hard not to come to the conclusion that the solid support that the president had, at least in that area, has fallen away, because there was a very strong expectation that residents would arm themselves and rise up to protect the president and to protect the city, and that just did not happen. The rebels simply walked in and took over.
Lydia, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Oh, no problem. Take care.
Lydia Polgreen is with the New York Times, and she was speaking to us in Haiti.